Welcome to the Rusak Gamers Podcast, number 144, and the final episode of our Weird Wars Rome campaign. First off, I'm still getting crap for the whole down thing. Go ahead, keep laughing. Oh, and this was recorded before Derby Week here in Louisville, Kentucky. That always makes us a bit giddy. My horse got scratched, but I cheered on the winner, so good luck, California Chrome, in the Preakness. In this episode, the gang assaults the tower. Lucius sneaks, Attilus makes friends, an old friend returns. The objective is at hand. This is the episode with the tower on the down. Yeah, I said it. And we deal a little bit with some Facebook messaging near the end. Now, as always, comments, critique, and general feedback can be left on our voicemail, 502-4141-RU. That's 502-4141-766. Or send us email, roy@rusakgamers.com. Look for us on Facebook, Google+, Twitter, our blog, on Stitcher, and on iTunes. And hey, leave a quick message or a review. Enjoy the show. We are now recording. Hi, how are you?
Hello.
Hello. Hi.
So do we get a response?
From?
Anybody about your hill?
Down.
They haven't heard it yet, probably. That'd be funny.
I have not posted it yet.
By the time
Facebook
posts will be done with this, this run, they'll be like, no, you're an idiot. No. And it will never hear
it's
about
down.
It.
It's but we, hey, fine. No more culture for you people.
We promise, though, if you tell Roy how goofy that is, we'll be sure to mention it in one of the future podcasts.
Multiple times.
In every game thereafter. Quit laughing. All right. Okay.
Welcome to Rusak Gamers.
Hi, I'm Roy. I'll be your GM tonight. And to my left is
Joe, playing Titus Octavius Scipio.
Hi, I'm Jeff, and tonight I've got Gaius Cassius Drusus, the Elder.
Thanks, Bill.
And I'm Todd, and I'm just Marcus tonight.
I'm Doug. I'm playing Mortem Oculus. He's the archer guy.
Jason, playing Servus Attilus Gracchus.
And I'm Bill. I'm playing Lucius.
Okay, so when last we met, you guys had come across the
tower.
The tower on the down.
The down on the tower?
No. The tower is on the down.
You know, all this talking down, sorry to derail it.
Yeah.
Makes you realize that Church Hill Downs is redundant.
No.
It's a different definition of down.
Churchill is the one word.
It is now.
Camptown Races sing the song.
Doo-da, doo-da.
Thank you.
It's Derby Week here in Louisville.
Yes, it is.
Not that anyone else, anywhere else knows it.
Yeah. No, sure. Listen, when you guys hear this, this will be, what, a couple weeks from now?
This will be next week.
Email us and tell us who won so we can bet on them.
Yeah. Opportunity.
Yeah.
Opportunity.
Post position 5.
Chrome?
I don't care. I always bet on post position 5.
That's a good bet this year if California Chrome got it. I think it did. California Chrome's going off 5-2.
Which one's Calvin Burrell racing on? Because that's,
I don't know, but he's in like the 19 hole.
Thank you, Bill.
I saw the pill draw.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Yeah. Thanks, Bill.
Way to go, Bill.
I apologize before I
started. Hey, you guys wanted to derail the train.
Sorry. Yeah, we're going to start at about 10:30, I think.
I don't have to go to work tomorrow. I can stay as long as y'all want. Okay. So, you guys are on
top
of a
hill. So,
you can
watch Frozen
looking at, you guys are on top of a hill. You're looking across this valley. I showed you the picture. I'm going to post it on the Facebook page. You see the tower. Squats, stone tower, crenellations across the way on another hill.
Let's go. I'm following Drusus.
Okay.
Let's go. Do we think a direct approach is the best, or do we want to...
We're Romans. Of course we think a direct approach is best.
It's daytime. It's Britain. It's overcast.
So it's pitch black outside.
It's cloudy all the time.
You do see How many are you supposed to have there?
Four.
I'll take it. Okay, so let's...
We do have a scout.
Yeah. Oh, scout.
Don't look at me. I just heal.
Is that Bill? Bill, you the scout?
Yeah, that's me.
Luscious. Would you... You want to check it out? You want to scout it out? And
I can do that.
Please do.
Okay.
See if
Hand
you can...
the rest of the cards up there.
See if you can find out we have a clear approach before we walk up, knock on the door, please.
Yeah.
Is there a reasonable spot for us to kind of stay at the edge of the woods or something like that?
There's not much woods around here. There's some scrub. It's not going to be easy to keep from being seen. A few trees here and there.
You said we're on a hill?
Yep.
Lay down in the grass?
No, we're on a down.
What are you guys going to do?
We're going to lay down.
Perfectus, what are we going to do?
We lay down.
I lay down.
Scout.
Scouts.
Okay. Scout, do your duty.
No, I have to scout.
Yeah. You're going to go, you're not in armor. You're going out and being sneaky, right?
Of course.
Okay. Give me a stealth roll.
Nine.
You give me a notice roll now when you get down to the bottom of the hill that you that the rest of your compatriots are on.
That was the first 10 feet. Well done.
This isn't just like D&D.
So he's down off the down.
Yes.
Okay.
I'm doing notice now.
Yes. Notice roll.
Seven.
Okay. You notice that there are some dogs about. And they look to be trying to stay hidden.
If I got one more, I'd know they're wolves, right?
I couldn't tell you that.
Sorry, I've never seen a wolf. I've never seen a dog in Britain, so I'm going to assume they're wolves.
But I will tell you this. Part of what you notice is that there are tracks down here, and they do not look to be as large as the tracks that you've seen before when associated with the werewolf.
Ah. Wow. Can I make a tracking roll?
Sure.
Six?
Yeah, you can track them. They don't seem to be trying to, you know, hide their tracks or anything.
I was thinking more of you, my skill at tracking to just discern more information about them.
Where you are now kind of looks like a patrol route.
So it looks like this is a path that is...
Yes.
Frequency? Are they about to come through, or did they just come through?
You can't really tell that. You caught glimpses of them, mm-hmm. and you do see that they seem to be hiding right now.
Okay. Well, I will back away, continuing to hide, and try and observe a pattern of some sort from them.
Okay. You hide yourself for a little bit. Give me another stealth roll when you try to hide yourself.
Another one?
Yeah.
Seven.
Okay. When you're hiding there after maybe 10, 15 minutes, you do see one animal get up and move, and it appears to be some type of dog, some type of mastiff. It's a big dog, but not like anything you've seen with the werewolves.
Do you have any bait?
And there is a collar.
Up on the down.
He's made a bait.
So you've got this knowledge.
Yes. Collared mastiff.
Mm-hmm.
Does he just get up and wander? Or?
You only see one of them move. He looks like he's trying to figure out where you are. Smarter than the average dog.
Well, I will withdraw with care.
Okay.
And report back.
Okay.
Instead of a withdrawal with reckless abandon.
We'll say it takes you maybe an hour and a half to do all this.
Okay.
Moving slowly and carefully.
Oh, yeah.
And that includes getting back.
Okay.
How many did you see?
How many did I see?
You saw one. You think the tracks are at least four animals.
Okay, so...
They're well trained.
Do we think that the patrol... Is it just the mastiffs?
That was all that I saw. That's what the track record indicates.
Mastiffs, not like a mastiffs with a person.
Right.
Okay.
I'll be clear on that. There was no other tracks. It was just the dogs.
Okay. Jason, your character is...
Manicus.
You've got a way with animals, right?
Yep.
Can you have a way with them? You want to have your way with them?
Well, I've been out on the farm for a little bit of time.
I would, but they're dogs, man. Can you use your
Mojo?
What movie was that? Dude?
Crocodile Dundee.
You want to Crocodile Dundee them?
You're going to go down?
Sure.
Okay.
I got an idea. If they follow me and look like they're getting ready to tear me apart, y'all can just sneak in the building while I distract them all.
I cover them. I pull my bow and keep them covered.
Okay.
Okay. Do not start it. Let him try and see what he can do.
Move on.
Oh, I'll wait till they start tearing him up.
Don't shoot. Do you see the whites of their teeth? Okay, you're gonna go. Are you gonna try and do stealth down, or are you just gonna go straight down?
Straight down
the hill. Okay,
We stand and watch.
Perfectus, can I stay about 100 yards behind him?
Why don't?
Here, take the sausage in case you get hungry.
I just put a steak in his pants in case he gets hungry later. He'll thank me. It'll be nice. Yeah.
I'm pouring turkey gravy on his feet. I don't know.
I don't want to freak him out.
What I'm saying.
I don't know if it's going to hurt. It's probably not going to hurt the roll or anything. But,
if I stay about 100-150 yards, that's enough for me to get to him if I need to.
Okay, why don't... And, Mortem, you want to go to and cut, and you know, but don't.
I'll
if
stay
they're
back
smart, 60. If they're as smart as he says they are, they may recognize drawn weapons, so... Don't show a display of force unless you have to.
Okay.
I'm stealthy. I'll sneak behind him. Back 60.
I'm stealthy.
Clang, 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 clang.
Okay, Mortem, if you're going to be stealthy, make a stealth roll.
Okay.
Yes, yes, yes.
No.
No, no, no.
Three.
Okay.
No stealth for you.
I didn't say that. It was a versus roll. But he thinks he's stealthy.
Can I try?
If you would like to try to be stealthy, D4 plus your wild die.
Mm-hmm. Do you want to roll again, Doug?
No.
I can let you roll. I can help you.
I got a whole stack here. We're good.
Oh, my God.
Three.
Okay.
See?
That's a good roll.
Yeah.
He's like, hey, they creep down. Like,
we're good. They can't see us.
And I'm back putting my armor on, cringing at the sound.
Are you going to put your armor on?
Yes.
Okay. Cool. That's good.
Yeah. Good to let me
good.
Know.
Yeah. Good.
Okay.
Glad to hear that. Yeah. Okay.
All right.
So I'm eating his sausage.
All right, Attilus, you're down there. These guys are sneaking.
Presumably.
I'm going to assume that Attilus knows you guys are behind him, unless you are going to try to hide from him too. No.
What? Okay.
You gonna try to hide from Attilus?
No.
Okay. You know they're behind you, and you're cringing the whole way down. Okay.
Just keep going.
All right. You get down to the bottom of the hill. Three mastiffs come out.
Okay.
And they're growling at you, and they come right up to the point where, Lucius is looking down the hill, and he sees. Oh yeah, that's about where I saw the tracks, and they come right up to that point. And they're growling at you.
Ooh, it's an invisible fence. Step back.
Hey, Jason, do you like the card you have?
It doesn't matter.
Just in case.
Oh.
Yeah.
Oh, you know one of the dogs. He's your butt. Lassie, is that you?
Approach him with my hand out. Got the edge, Beastmaster.
Okay.
What does that do for you?
Animals won't attack me until I attack them.
Allows him to count complex numbers on one hand.
So I'll proceed slow and
won't attack you. They run faster.
Go after them.
Bees.
No, they seem to be. They come up and they look at you. They are keeping an eye on you, but they're no longer growling at you, and they're concentrating completely on you.
I'm gonna start walking back down the path away from them. See if the dogs will follow.
Yeah, they're following you. They keep. It's almost like they don't want to let you get much closer, but they're not being obviously aggressive towards you at this point. They're being wary.
Okay, the trail, the path that they normally walk,
mm-hmm.
you said there was? I'll keep walking down the path.
Can you change their attitude at all?
I don't know.
Make them help us?
Try, what is it, a charisma roll?
Is it persuasion?
There's not a handle animal skill.
Yeah, go ahead and try that.
Which one, persuasion?
Charisma.
Just a charisma roll?
Yeah. No, persuasion, modified by...
charisma score.
Yeah, which would come into play anyway.
They're not Roman, right?
Are they Roman masters?
They are most definitely not Roman.
Hey, this guy's a druid. What were we thinking? Get him!
Wait a minute. What are you trying to do, specifically?
Just kind of befriend him and keep him going away from the rest of the group.
Okay.
Ooh, explode.
Oh.
Again?
Ooh, it keeps exploding. That 4 is on a 12.
Don't know if I need to keep rolling.
I
think every race shifts their attitude.
Yeah. They no longer seem...
13.
So 11.
They no longer seem hostile.
Oh, you don't have the minus 4 for them. That's the minus 4 against Romans, because you're a 13. Foreigner.
Yeah.
He only has, should only have a minus 2.
It's minus 4 for foreigner.
Greek is the minus 2.
Yeah, you don't have that on there for work with animals.
Major. You took the major.
Well, okay. Animals don't know what the hell country you're from. So you don't have that minus for animals.
13.
Okay. And they no longer seem hostile towards you. They don't seem friendly. They're not going to start playing fetch and you know.
Who's a good boy?
Yeah, they're not going to roll over and let you rub their tummies, that kind of thing. But they no longer seem hostile. They're less wary of you. You're more like a curiosity to them now than anything else.
Just go back. Start keeping them away from them. Get them to go away from the group.
Okay, you guys can see that he is.
Let's go.
Leading the creatures away.
We go to the tower.
Okay. You're going down the hill and then back up the down.
Hey, how far away is he?
Yeah, I don't know. How far away are you?
Probably say 200 yards due to the fact I don't want them to hear them coming down the hill.
Can you read?
I heard them.
Can you read?
No.
No? Your character can't read?
All right. Did you take illiterate?
No.
He can read.
He can read Greek.
Can anybody write Greek?
He can.
It's all
Greek. What do you want to do?
I wanted to put a note, get him away, then rendezvous back with us at the tower as soon as possible and put it on arrow and shoot it.
Don't shoot an arrow in the air.
Because where it lands, we know not where.
Exactly.
Might set off a bomb.
the board guy at the tower would go, what's that?
Uh-oh.
Okay, we...
Okay, so you guys go down the hill. Everyone going down the hill now, give me a notice roll.
And I'll do a little hand thing if I catch his eye.
Okay.
Notice roll.
Including me? Or...
Yeah, go ahead and give me a notice roll, too.
Is it sound-based at all?
No, sight.
8.
9.
6.
Okay.
V.
Okay.
I'm still buckling the last bits on my armor as I go down the hill.
Okay, you get all your armor on. Everyone goes down the hill. Go down the hill. You get to the bottom. You see Attilus over there with the dogs. They're keeping an eye on him. At this point in time, it's more like maybe he's got food. Maybe he's got something with him we can eat. As opposed to hostility or even wariness towards you now. Okay. You see him, he's maybe 100 plus yards away. You look back, and you see your commander waving in the air. He's pointing up towards the tower, I assume?
His head.
Yes.
Okay.
Oh, hey.
I'll throw him some rations, or some little my food rations, meat-wise, and throw it out and start heading back.
Oh, they're going to eat.
Yeah. Just trying to think of what kind of role that is.
To throw meat?
He's almost
a throw meat roll, obviously.
It's
almost like a smarts versus kind of thing.
Like a trick.
Like he's trying to do a trick. Give me a smarts roll. What's a plus two?
It's really good meat.
That's plus high eye.
Eight. You throw it far enough, they go over there and they start eating. And they don't seem to notice you as you wander away.
Slowly pick up a jog and try to catch them.
Okay. You wander off a little bit, walk away, and then you think it's a good point. You start running. Yeah, no problem. You catch up to them. As they're going up the slope, you kind of angle over to them.
Well done, Medicus. We walk up to the door.
Boy, no fight there. Did you get another sticker?
Yeah. Hey, we totally overcame that. That was awesome.
That was really good. It's good teamwork there. You got a guy go down there and sniff everything out, didn't get caught. You had another guy go down there and pulls a trick. I like it.
Come back.
Okay, get up to the top of the hill. Get to the top of the hill. There's the tower.
Okay, top of the tower.
Do we see any guards?
You see no guards.
Do we see an entrance?
You see an entrance.
We go to the entrance.
Is it a door, a portcullis? What is it?
It is a 10-foot door.
We search it.
Open or closed?
It is closed.
How tall is it?
10 foot.
10 foot.
Is it locked?
The 10-foot door is 10 foot.
It is a 10-foot square door.
Square-ish.
How tall is the tower?
Oh,
I thought you meant the door. Who is buried in the tomb of the unknown soldier?
I don't know. It's about 60 feet tall. It's a good tower.
Is there windows or arrow slits?
No.
Are there any windows? Visible openings?
No. There's no windows.
Is the door locked?
I don't know. Would you like to try the door?
Absolutely.
The door is double hinged.
Well,
so
we
want to
search it. We want to check it first. Let's just not. Anybody have those types of skills?
Notice roll.
Yeah.
Well, or listen. Like
investigate,
repair, that kind of thing. Investigate those.
Someone's got to investigate. Yeah, give me that one.
Is someone overconfident enough to just barge in?
You're overconfident.
Titus?
Yeah, but he's also going to investigate.
Yes. And he hadn't had a chance to use it yet, so.
Alright.
I'll be overconfident and just go right in with the door. I mean, it's almost as bad as somebody being curious.
Woo! Nine.
Seven plus, yeah.
Okay, so, it doesn't seem to be trapped or anything. You don't see a locking mechanism from this side.
Does it look
I
like
push
it
on the door.
Pushes in or out?
Pushes in.
I push on the door because there's got to be something on
the
other
side. Yeah, there's a latch.
You
push on, you open the latch, and you push
on.
Door opens. Goes inside.
Okay.
Open.
Okay.
I got my bow.
What's inside?
Is it dark inside?
It's dark inside.
Now, is it covered or is there like an open, or are we walking into a building essentially?
It is dark inside.
Okay. Do we have torches or anything?
I don't know. Do you have torches? Was that in the...
Yes.
In there. Okay.
Yeah. That is definitely... Yeah.
And I'll also tell you this. When I say dark, right there at the door, it is dark.
Okay, we put the torch in the light and see if it's sorcery.
You don't see the light once you pass.
Ooh, it's unnatural.
Medicus, anything we can do about this?
What do I can't turn on the lights. Are you kidding me?
That's
stick
later
your
in the
hand
future,
there, look
dude.
For the switch.
I'll go in if you want me to.
I put my hand just at the wall about 3 feet high.
No switch.
Okay.
That would be kind of fun, though, wouldn't it?
Click.
Click.
Lights on. Okay.
I'll go in.
You go in?
Hey, wait. Hang on. Let's figure out a way to stay, within arm's reach of each other.
We have the guy that's curious on one side. The guy that's impatient on the other, and let him go straight up the middle.
Okay, Lucius walks in. Lucius walks in the door.
I'm in.
Lucius walks in the door.
Yeah, I turn around and he walks past. He walks behind me. I go, okay, so Lucius is going to... Where'd Lucius go?
Hey, Bill said he wanted to walk in.
No, I'm totally cool with that.
So, Lucius walks in the door. When you walk in, it's well lit.
I turn around.
You can't see anything outside. There's like a black... square, 10-foot square, right behind you. You can't hear anything either.
You mean you can't hear anything coming
from
the
door? You can't hear your comrades outside, is what I mean.
I can hear sound.
Yeah, I can hear.
I just can't hear them.
Yeah. You can hear some ambient noise.
You mean ambient noise?
Ambient? I'm asleep?
Ambience.
Ambient makes me sleepy.
Ambiance is where I was coming from. That's okay. Go ahead.
It's ambience.
I stick my hand out.
The Bugs Bunny Dictionary.
Of the door.
Uh-huh.
You say it's black?
Yeah.
I can't see beyond it?
Right.
I stick my hand out and we'll...
Yeah, you get... Yeah, you see a hand just kind of sticking
out
there.
Oh, can I attack it?
Oh, they killed Lucius.
I go...
It's a disembodied hand to kill
Grab
it.
His hand and pull him back.
That's... I would think it, but they don't really care. Then.
Okay, so... Well, if he puts his hand back through...
Uh-huh. And he's waving y'all in.
No, we go in.
You walk in, it's... huge. I mean, it's a vast chamber.
Wait, is it bigger on the inside?
It's much bigger on the inside.
Sweet! It's a call box.
It's at St. Joseph's on the outside of it. It is a vast chamber. And there is a stairwell about 30 feet onto your left-hand side.
Okay.
Is that the only egress?
It's the only one you can readily see.
What about the one I can't readily see?
And it looks like it kind of hugs the wall and goes up.
Where's the light coming from?
You can't really tell. It's kind of diffuse.
Titus, you want to take point? Then Marcus, then me.
All right.
Put Marcus, you don't want to take point? Absolutely, I'll take point. I got point.
I got it. Rock, paper, scissors?
Todd's always going first.
Yeah, no.
The Prefectus has asked wants Titus to be point.
Real quick, can we see all the way up? In the center, like it's hollow in the middle?
No. I mean, it looks hollow, you just can't see. You just can't see all the way up.
You bring up the rear.
I'm okay with that.
The light's kind of weird. It's almost like it's diffuse and it's right around you guys. And so as you look beyond the lighted area, it becomes shadowy.
Like foggy and except dark?
Yeah. Yeah. Exactly. I wasn't going to say foggy, but it's just, it goes beyond the sight. It's like there's a light right here, but there's no obvious light source.
So if I walk across the room, it gets brighter as I approach it?
It stays the same luminescence around you as you walk across the room.
What happens
behind you, seems to get darker. Yeah.
But as I walk across the room...
Relation-wise, yes.
I am walking across the room.
Yes.
While they're standing there at the steps. It gets brighter where I approach?
Yeah, and conversely, behind you, it gets dimmer. No.
The light travels with you like you're carrying a torch.
So they get dimmer as I cross the room?
Yes, to you.
Well, I return and let them know that the light is centered on us. If we are separated, we won't see each other.
The illusion of light, yeah. How far apart can we spread out?
I'm not a
out?
Scholar. I leave that to the Greeks.
He maybe got 30 feet before he started to dim out.
Before we started to lose sight of us.
You started to lose sight of me, too. You both started to get dim to each other.
I'm just trying to figure out what our where the law of diminishing returns starts
feet?
To kick in here.
60 feet.
Okay. All right.
You kind of get the idea as he was walking at about 30 feet. It was about half. And then you figure maybe 30 feet more, you would be able to see him.
Okay. Stairs? Or do we want to search? Do we want to? It's just a vast chamber. It just
it's
goes on.
It's a vast
on
chamber.
Goes on.
Is
and
it
on.
Open? Open? Just open as far as we can see, essentially.
Yes.
And the only feature we can see that is not just vast chamber is the stairs.
Right.
Let's do it. Let's do the stairs.
Do the stairs? Are the stairs circular? Almost like they're going on the outside.
Yeah.
They're hugging the wall.
But the rotation is very slight. I mean, it obviously looks curved, but it's. Very slight curvature.
But because it's a much bigger tower on the inside.
Yeah. Oh. Maybe you're smaller.
Prefectus, have we gotten smaller?
Yes. It's cold in here.
As you go over towards the stairwell, you see a dagger laying near the
Is this
stairwell.
A dagger I see before me?
This is a dagger you see before you. This is a volcanic glass dagger, an obsidian dagger.
Don't touch it, Marcus.
It's in my hand.
Oh, you mean this?
You mean this dagger?
You go over and pick it up?
Oh, yeah.
Nobody.
Oh, hell yeah. Yeah.
Kids,
sure.
Turn around. Nobody pick up that dagger. How did you get that?
Oh, you mean this dagger?
Yeah.
Yeah, you go and pick up a dagger.
Did it do anything?
No. It does not do anything.
Talk to just makes you want to sneak out at night and kill people. And oh, that was the cleaver in the other game.
Yeah.
Okay.
Which is why he tries to pick up any edged weapon I put out in a game. Okay.
All right. Let's go up the stairs.
Okay, you go up the stairs. 2 hours later, you see a landing.
After 2 hours climbing stairs, we see a landing?
Yeah.
We form up on the plateau, on the landing.
As you get closer, you see that you can actually, it looks to be farther than 60 feet away, but it is still lit, this landing area. You see figures up on this landing.
What kind of figures?
Humanoidish figures from this distance.
Are they taller than us?
Several of them are.
How much taller?
By 2 feet.
Okay.
How many of them are there?
There are five of them. Four of them up there. Sorry. Three of them look taller than you guys by 2 to 3 feet.
Perfectus, has this been taken over by evil?
I think so.
I draw my weapon.
In the name of Rome and the Caesar!
Do you say that as you launch yourself across the landing?
Yes!
Okay. You hear a voice from across the room, and you also see, as you get a little bit closer, there is, on a pedestal in the center of this landing area, it, as you get to the top, it almost as if you've reached a top part of a chamber. Okay, and there is a vast circular area that this landing is up.
So we're on the roof? We're at the top?
You're not at a roof, but...
We're at the top floor? Penthouse!
Sort of, kind of.
Penthouse suite.
Okay. And in the center of this is a pedestal.
With an object on it,
right? With an object on it.
Possibly a seal.
That looks to be about, I don't know...
I'll hold him, get
it. ...foot diameter. Looks to be made of... some kind of ceramic material.
Does it have two hands?
No, it does not have two hands.
I'm sorry.
But before I...
Or flippers.
Before I charge...
Uh-huh.
I look over my shoulder, Lucius, get the seal.
That's Lucius.
I know.
Yes.
I look over my shoulder.
Oh, okay.
Even though that's,
you were looking at Titus there.
No, Titus...
Titus
I think,
is in front of
I
him.
I think Titus and me and Marcus are racing to kill things.
Mm, and okay. I'm right behind the man.
Okay. And as you get ready to charge in, and you, do you say anything? Did you say for Rome?
For Rome and the Caesar and glory!
And you're just getting ready to start running, goes, well, finally you showed up.
Who is it?
Who is it? Is it the Caesar?
As you get a little closer, you notice that the three creatures that are taller than you are humanoid-shaped. One has a wolf's head, one has a bear's head, one has a boar's head.
Those will look nice on my wall.
3 feet away from the pedestal is someone dressed Roman style.
Do we recognize him?
You might have known him under the name Apius.
Oh!
Now we kill him?
That bastard.
he turns around and goes, I've been waiting for you.
I charge him. I'm going to kill him.
Okay. Want me to deal the cards in?
Yes.
Heck okay. Yeah.
Unless you can expose some more if you want.
No.
Wait,
no.
He's monologuing. Let him monologue.
Yeah, no. Yes. No. No.
We got the monologuing card.
No, while he's monologuing, we're gonna
Titus. Give him. Seven of hearts.
Joker.
Five of clubs.
Do me another one. That's not good. No, it's okay. No, I don't.
I don't know if you had.
I don't have that feat, but I would like another card. That one's that one sucks.
Marcus,
two of spades.
Quick.
Nine of diamonds.
Okay.
Six of spades.
Joker.
Three of diamonds.
This sucks, gentlemen.
Eight of hearts.
Mm-hmm.
Ten of spades and Apius. Jack of hearts.
Ah! That sucks!
Okay. Apius turns around and he looks right at Drusus.
Yeah!
The Perfectus.
Yeah!
And says, you in front of me now. And give me an opposed roll.
Spirit?
Yes.
Right now I've got a 5. If it's opposed.
So far he has an 11.
Alright. I will miss the cup. One more.
Ow, my eye.
Ah!
Let it go. Yeah, but you don't know what he's going to do. You can give it one more shot and hold on to that one.
What do you have?
I got a right now 5. I haven't beat my original score at a 4 and didn't explode. Be nice.
Nope.
Still a 5. Mm. All right. Suck it up. I walk over.
You stand right in front of him and he says to you, pick up the seal and hand it to me.
Don't do it. Don't do it. Do I have to pick up the seal and hand it to him?
Yes.
Now or on his turn?
On his turn.
Who's next?
Oh, let's see. That would be the 3 other guys.
Okay.
Who was all charging in? Titus and Marcus, right?
Yeah. And I was behind them.
And, okay.
That makes it easy.
1 for each of you.
Yeah.
Don't worry. I'll take the hostage.
Yeah.
The guy with the bear's head closes with you and attacks
First strike.
You. Go ahead.
So I haven't gone to him yet. I haven't moved to him yet.
You were running in. I'm going to say you're within a move to him. I mean, as far as the fiction goes.
Okay.
You're 9. Not standing right in front of him, but you're within a move.
Fair enough.
Hmm?
9.
Jeez. Hits, no raise.
All right. 8.
Okay. Doesn't seem to do anything to him.
Okay. All right. Go ahead.
And he attacks you.
Okay.
11.
That's a hit. No raise.
Okay. Holy lip. I just happened to see that.
Nice.
Way to play your cards.
Yeah, good poker face, buddy.
Nice poker face, dude. Holy mo.
Yeah, well, it's he's got considerable strength. Mm.
Who does?
The werebear.
Mr. G12 over there.
The were.
Beware the werebear.
Let's see. 5, 9, 14, plus 6, 20.
Oh, my God.
Okay, so...
it'll be a quick fight.
That's plus 10, which is hit
and... it's 2 raises.
2 raises.
2 raises, so hit and 2 wounds?
Yes.
Vigor.
Vigor for wounds, spirit for shake.
Shake.
Shake and the spirit both begin with S.
Right.
Unlike soak.
Oh...
Eight. It's
that's two wounds.
Two wounds.
So that removes the last one,
yep.
Right?
Yep.
Removes the shaking. Good job.
Okay, so that was the bear. The yep. boar. Titus attacks, the werebore attacks Titus.
Bring it on, you foul beast.
I think he's going to miss with a 3.
Yep.
Okay. Go ahead. And the werewolf attacks Attilus.
Woohoo!
Nine.
Parries a 6.
Okay, so hits, no raise. 11. Damage. What's your toughness?
6.
It's 1 raise.
Hits and a hit and a wound. Yeah. Shaking and a wound.
What'd you get, a 4?
3.
Oh, okay.
4.
There you go.
Okay. That's them.
Who's up?
Marcus. 9 of diamonds.
Okay. 2 attacks on the guy in front of me.
Okay. That would be the boar.
And
the
so
bear.
I
the bear. Sorry, the bear.
Oh, okay.
Who also attacked me, right?
No, the boar attacked you. The werebore attacked you.
Ooh, we got a 12 and a 3. Ooh, we got 21.
21.
Hits and a raise.
Okay.
Okay, so you played No Mercy again. That was a good roll. You got to roll that 8 again. Ooh, another 8.
24.
Thump.
Shaking in 3 wounds.
Okay.
Drops him, doesn't he? Drops him, doesn't he? Oh, burn the bennies. Burn him. Burn him.
Burn. 8.
Still kill them.
One short.
Kill them.
Yay!
Yay! Yay!
All of those. Wow.
You could try again.
Describe it.
Take the narrative, Todd.
Which one is it? The one with the boar or the
bear?
The bear. comes lumbering in, and as he strikes me and I shake it off, and I turn around and I actually do kind of a flip move and actually hit him at the back of the head, and I sink my sword down into the back of his head.
Ew. Spins around behind him.
Yep. Hack.
All right. Well,
that would have been kind of neat. You describe it as the bear's head still in my arm. I whip around and lop it off, and his head just sits there dangling.
I lop off his arm and beat him to death with it.
Okay, Bill, what does Lucius do?
Run up to the podium, grab the seal, and run down the steps.
That's what the prefect has told him to do.
You can move to the podium and grab it.
Okay.
But you can't run because that's two moves. Okay. You can move and pick it up. We're playing fast and loose with distances.
I'm trying.
You move to it. You can pick it up. That's the two actions. Okay?
Sure.
Okay.
He runs to it and picks it up.
Yeah.
Okay.
Okay, Titus. There's a were-boar fighting you.
Okay.
Mean, nasty tusks.
Alright, take a swing.
Sharp, pointy teeth.
Hakuna Matata.
Four.
You got chips in front of you.
Well, usually four hits.
On a ranged attack.
Yeah, on a ranged attack.
You got to get their parry.
Okay.
Against the bear, a 9 hit without a raise. Remember that. Wow.
9.
That'll hit.
With
no raise.
Any bonuses, Rain?
So,
strength plus.
Oh, hold on. That's all stands. That's no problem. The one thing I forgot is that when Marcus kills the boar. When Marcus kills the bear, it reverts to human.
Mm-hmm.
And it's got a shaggy pelt wrapped around its waist.
Oh, okay. Neat.
All right, so
the boar made of bear skin.
Oh!
Wow.
18.
18, and that is hit and two wounds.
So he's going to get two raises. How many dice are you rolling over there?
He just needs one raise.
One?
Yeah. Okay.
One raise.
Six. He needs an 8.
Thought he had two wounds. Oh, yeah. Well, no, he's got to soak them both or he's incapacitated.
Right.
Right. One wound. 4 soaks one, 8 soaks the other.
Spend them!
What?
Come on,
just about one.
Oh.
Come on, man. One more, Benny. You can do it.
Titus, describe it.
Is he dead?
Yeah.
I grabbed his tusk with one hand and with my sword.
Gladius in the other?
Yeah.
His tusk?
I cut it off his face.
Oh.
Taking most of his jaw with it.
Yeah. And I hold it up.
And again, as he dies, the creature reverts back to human, and he's wearing a pelt that looks like a boar's skin. It's wrapped around his waist.
So you're holding a little tooth now.
No.
It stays a tusk?
Yeah, that stays a tusk. Yeah.
Yes.
Who's up?
Six. Doug. No. What's more to do? God, you guys are going right through.
What's left? The
werewolf.
Werewolf. I'll shoot the werewolf.
And
shoot
the guy on
Jeff. And Apius.
I'll shoot the werewolf.
Oh, an 8 and a 6. They both explode. And another 6 explodes and a 12. Again. He hits your guy with a raise and
18. That's enough for a raise.
20.
22.
Hits and a raise.
Ooh.
12.
With a 6. He gets to roll it again. Explodes.
17.
18.
You got 18. Any more bennies?
Yes, they do. It's shaken in two wounds.
Alms for the poor.
Nine. So.
Soaks them both.
Soaks them both.
Boo.
Meh.
Prefectus.
But you made him burn the benny.
Prefectus?
Yes. He told me to hand him the seal, right?
You need to go get the seal. He says, get the seal and hand it to me.
He said, take it off the pedestal and hand it to me.
Take it off the pedestal and hand it to me.
It's not on the pedestal.
What?
It's not on
what
the pedestal.
Fish?
Right, so I'm with you.
You're his puppet for the next two rounds, by the way.
Okay, well, I stand because I can no longer come.
You reach into the pedestal and like...
I can't complete command line 20. So I just stand there.
Okay. Attilus.
In a loop.
There's a werewolf there.
You gonna attack?
Yeah, right. I'm gonna go ahead and use pummel.
Uh-huh.
And basically, I'm gonna use the pummel to try to throw the werewolf in front of those two in first. And if I can get the big guy too?
Towards Marcus. You're gonna try to throw it towards Marcus.
Yep.
Okay.
Oh, a one and a two.
I'm checking.
Cause it's on your casting die?
Mm-hmm. Okay. So he doesn't move then?
Nope.
Okay.
But you can still burn the Benny unless it's a critical failure.
Yeah,
right?
But he only has one Benny.
Oh, okay.
Left.
You don't want to spend the Benny.
Okay. He's going to be shaken. Oh, you got extra Bennies. There you go.
You can do it!
Can he do that if he...
What?
Sure I can.
What? Why couldn't he do it? No, he can do it.
I don't have to say stuff. I mean,
it's kind of nebulous. Okay, so it goes off, right?
Right.
And it'll... Is there an opposed to
strength?
Strength.
D12 plus 2.
Get on our team, Bill.
Quinn.
I did stop speaking.
You push him straight at...
I can move him 2d6 paces in any direction. I'll move him in front of Marcus, Tillis, and then away from him. So he moves right through.
2d6 in any direction?
2d6 of where I want to move him. Boom.
But is it like a straight line, 2d6? You can't bounce him like a pinball, right?
Yeah, I don't think you can bounce him. I think it's
we're all straight in line, right?
No, this fight's not a straight line. That's part of me being a little bit nebulous about
Eric. Send him at Todd.
Push him straight towards Marcus, and Marcus
can have first strike, right? Send him at Todd. Just can he put him in front of Todd?
Absolutely. He can even push him past Todd if he wants.
Well, no, you just send him.
I'll
at
just
Todd.
Put him right in front of Todd.
Okay,
because
easily
got,
done.
That gives Todd first strike.
Easily done.
Pummel, get him. First strike incoming.
No, I've already done it this turn.
Yeah. Oh crap!
I can only do it one a turn. I mean, that's
what? Wait a minute!
Past him.
It's a new.
No, it's not.
He was last.
I will move him past Marcus.
You want to move him past Marcus?
Right. So he passes
so he
right
has
by
to
Marcus
come up to me.
Okay. Right. He passes Marcus, so Marcus can attack him from leaving the adjacent square, and then when he comes back in, Marcus can pummel him.
Okay.
Do we do that? Do I get it?
Sure. Why not?
Oh, and it's a 12.
16.
16.
It's in a raise. Pretty close on that one.
13.
Okay. And he's prone.
And he's, okay. 13?
Yeah. Does that mean I get the drop on?
No, you're plus 4 to hit.
Okay.
I think.
He's prone at the end of
when
the
he moment. Lands.
It might just be plus 2 if you're adjacent to him. It's plus 2 or plus 4.
13. So what on?
His last one.
Do you have any more over there, like generics?
No more generics.
You're out of bennies?
Out of generics.
Oh.
Apia still has 2.
Or the thing in the shape of Apius.
Oh, no, it's Apius.
So where Apius?
No. Yeah, that'll be gross. You kill him.
You kill the werewolf.
As he goes slinging by, I cut him right through the guts.
Oh.
And he goes slinging through.
Okay.
Well done, men.
Jack, Titus. 2, Perfectus.
Perfect.
Joker!
Yeah, baby.
He can't make me do anything till the end of the round.
Mortem. 6.
Ugh.
10 of hearts.
Sorry, Ed.
10 of hearts for Attilus.
It'd be different if I was doing it up.
For Lucius. Apius has an 8.
Joker.
How far am I away from Apius?
You can get there, sir.
Okay. Boom. Over to All Apius. Right. plus 2 from the.
Yes.
From
and
the
he's
Joker.
Prone. And he's prone. Get him.
No. Apius
is prone. Apius
is
not. No,
oh,
you
I
killed
say,
the werewolf.
I killed the werewolf.
The wolf is dead.
Yeah, he's definitely prone. Really? You want to save it? I mean, you hit. All you need to do is...
How do you know I hit? I hit an 8. Do I hit him on an 8?
It's a 10.
It's a 10?
No, it's minus 2 on each one of these.
Mm. Oh, you're frenzied?
Yeah. It's 10 hit?
But you're out,
or 8
right?
hit?
Or did you do a plus 10?
What?
The plus 2 from...
He's got minus 2 because he's frenzied.
I got minus 2 because I'm frenzied.
He's still wild.
So you're a wash.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Is okay. he...
Does an 8 hit?
Does an 8 hit?
Check... And 8 will hit.
All right, I'll just do the damage.
Yeah, save it for the damage.
And your blade stops.
Oh, you need the obsidian knife. That we
it
just
stops.
So I don't do any damage to him.
Yeah, well, you're going to need to roll your damage anyway.
Oh, okay.
It stops right in front of him.
Okay, so I need to roll the damage anyway?
Yeah, roll damage anyway.
He's got some kind of force field up.
7.
Yeah. It just clangs and just kind of vibrates there. You kind of see, like, concentric rings.
Okay.
Come off of it.
Boom.
Yeah.
All
just
right.
like that. Just like that. Bill. King.
I'm going to wait until 9 to act.
You'll have to roll an opposed roll.
Is there anyone else on 9?
No. Well, you can't delay down to a 9. You have to try and interrupt somebody, and you would be trying to interrupt him.
Yeah, you got to... You're.
It's not the way it reads to me.
No, that's the way it is.
Well, he's the...
Because you're supposed to count down each number.
He's the next one, so... I mean, you want...
I'm...
And you would have to... You would be interrupting him. Okay, so you would... Or you can interrupt someone ahead of him and do it that way. That's the way you would want to play it, because even if you fail, well, let's see who would go before. Let's see, a 10 would go. So you would, even if you failed against Attilus, you would go right after him. That's how you game the situation.
Whatever.
Okay.
So what are you going to do?
Well,
he's going to delay.
Attilus is a 10.
Jack. That would be Titus.
Well, I noticed the blade didn't do any harm, and we only have one.
Get up there. Tag him. Get the gang up bonus. And you got tons of pennies, and you got
and
no
mercy.
And
you are entirely too overconfident, because you know that I am weak at. So you think you can go ahead and take care of this.
For helping out.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, they do it at the conventions all the time.
I'm just... Oh.
Okay. I will.
Jeff got a Benny from shuffling the cards. They did it at the conventions. And, you know, I was thinking, yeah.
Oh, we got a Joker, too.
Oh, yeah.
Yay! Yes. More Benny! As overconfident as I am, I will.
Take a Benny and pass it around.
I will try. I'll try to hit it.
Okay, try to hit him.
10.
You hit something, your blade stops right in front of him. Roll your damage.
6.
Don't you have no mercy? Why would you roll 2 dice and you're only counting 6?
Oh, I'm sorry, 9. I was thinking wild dice, sorry.
Clangs on the front of it.
It's a nice little spell.
Okay.
Who's up?
That would be Attilus. Unless, Lucius, you want to try to interrupt him?
Attilus is... Like, yeah, sure, I'll try and interrupt him.
Yeah, give me athletics rolls. Agility roll, sorry.
What a waste. Boxcars!
Not the way I'm looking at it.
Oh.
11.
Yeah, I
you're going to go, Bill. That's a waste. An 8 and a 6.
Might as well. How far away am I from the edge of the platform? And is there an edge of the platform?
Yeah, there's an edge. It's near the stairs.
Where there's a drop?
There's a drop, yeah.
I want to get to that edge.
Okay.
Would that be a full move? Or?
I'd tell you, full. Yeah, you can get right to that full move. You can get there in a move. I'll say you can get there in a move. I'm fine with that.
And I still have more? I can act?
Yeah, I still have an act.
Okay,
sure. Go right ahead.
Don't jump.
I'm going to do something potentially stupid.
Jump, 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 jump.
This is made out of what?
I'm going to cast Smite on the seal.
Okay. Sure.
What does that do?
Plus two damage.
Okay.
With the seal.
With the seal.
Okay.
So if he uses the seal to attack, he gets plus two damage with it. I'm fine with that.
Okay.
Spellcasting die plus your wild die.
Thank you. I was.
You look stunned.
I was. Which is a bad thing to do before I roll spellcasting die.
But that's okay. It goes off.
No.
Got a chip, yeah. That's right, your spellcasting die. You rolled a one on the spellcasting die. So that chip's there.
I moved it, sorry.
I would have hit it.
Yeah, I know. Yeah, you would have.
Not if you've been aiming for where it was.
Jesus, man.
You still got three chips there.
Use them.
It's not that important. I will take the two.
Okay. As opposed to the one that you just rolled for the second time?
Even though I got a five.
Yeah. Okay. Okay. Attilus.
I'm going to try to pummel him as well, throwing him away from the two of them.
Sure.
It's a random direction.
Throw him into a wall.
Is there a wall?
Not within easy reach.
It's a random direction.
There's a podium, right?
No, yeah, it's a random distance.
Random distance.
It would be a random direction.
But it would be the direction that he's aiming at.
I thought it said in there it's a random direction.
Distance.
It said away
random
from you.
Distance. Random oh, distance. Oh, I thought you said random direction. Sure. Go. Try to hit him with the hit the podium. It's a strength. Is it post strength?
Well, it's a four right this second. I'm going to turn to Benny to see if I can hit better. Four.
Five.
Is it opposed or?
It's just a strength check.
Just a strength check.
Use it.
Use it.
Burn them bennies.
Yeah.
Burn them bennies.
Really? Wow. Yeah. Wow. Take it easy and kill your guy.
He got it this time.
10.
Okay.
Okay.
He wins.
He goes.
He hasn't gone yet.
That one hasn't gone yet. Apius goes. He turns and says, "Puppet."
Yes, master.
Go get that seal and bring it back to me. Do whatever you have to bring that seal to me. And you will attack your friends, by the way.
He didn't say it, though.
He said, do whatever you have to bring that seal back to me.
Do whatever I have to do to get the seal.
Yes.
Okay.
And bring it back to him.
Try ballet.
Oh, please give me the seal.
Try interpret.
Come on, give me the seal.
Board him.
That'd be a nice song.
I shoot him.
Get him, Doug.
9.
Hit the raise.
No raise?
No.
It's 4.
It's hit with a raise. That's a
range weapon.
Right.
Range weapon. Roll your damage. Sorry, forgot.
Ooh! 9, 10, 12.
Well,
stops right in front of him, but you hear the sound of breaking glass.
Sweet!
You destroyed it. Yeah, cool.
Okay.
Yeah, Perfectus was
Perfectus.
I will go over and offer you a lot of money for that seal. No, I'll go over and try to wrestle the seal from him.
Okay. You can go over and you can make a grab for the seal.
Disarm. Minus 2 to the attack. Defender makes strength, verse, damage, or drops weapon. Strength roll, verse, damage. So I'm going to run over and try to do that. All right, so minus 2 to my attack. I got a 1 with minus 3 because I'm wounded.
I might not roll better than that. I'm wounded also, but strength is the one I got
so
the minus.
So it's opposed roll. I have to beat your roll, and then I do damage. I'll do strength damage to you, if assuming I hit. But I've got a 1.
Well, wait. You have to hit him, and then he rolls against the damage, right?
No,
right.
Character can try to make an opponent drop a weapon or other object with either a close combat or ranged attack. To cause a disarm check, the attacker must first hit the opponent's arm.
What's your parry?
6.
I miss.
Yeah.
And it's also at a minus two for you.
Yeah.
I put
it's
that
essentially a called shot.
That's why it's a one.
Okay.
It's up because
yeah, so you don't even have to roll.
The defender must then make a strength roll if the roll is
we're
less than
following
damage.
This guy into combat?
He's yeah. just a boy.
So if you had
not anymore.
If you had grew succeeded,
yeah,
if Jeff had succeeded, he would have rolled his damage. Then you would have had to try and overcome that damage.
Bill's character took my character's side, told him some really horrible stuff.
Here you go, Bill.
Cut the deck.
He grew up fast. Do whatever I have to do.
Titus.
Seven.
Ace.
For the Perfectus.
Damn. Marcus.
King.
Okay.
Five of clubs
quick.
King of hearts for Mortem.
Joker.
Two of hearts. Queen of diamonds. And six of hearts for Apius.
Ace.
Ace of diamonds.
Do it again.
I'll try to disarm him again. One. Picked the wrong guy.
You should have picked me.
Yeah, you picked the wrong guy. I'm not.
Wham, wham.
Whoa.
That was the sound of an iPad.
Yeah, okay. I would have picked Todd.
King of Hearts.
Doug.
I shoot him again.
Okay.
Six.
Yeah, one on a shooting isn't anything, right? Not with a bow. 15, 17.
17? Hits and a raise?
Oh, there's a 6.
That one's all cocked.
Ooh. Oh.
All right, so there's 12, 13, 17,
19, 20. Wow, wow, wow.
Shaken in a wound.
20 shaken in one wound?
Yeah.
Wow.
Toughness is
for at least another couple of rounds. Eight.
He's fine. Did you toss a Benny?
Oh.
Cheater.
Oh. You're right. I'm keeping this one.
I said I had one Benny left.
You got nothing,
man.
It was
the last Benny.
You got nothing, man.
Okay.
Nothing.
Hey, Marcus.
Stabby,
this is where the
stabby.
Pain comes. Everyone's showing their chips left.
Seven hits.
Hits, no raise.
Okay, that's two hits then. All right, first
two
hit.
Hits, what were you doing?
Frenzy.
Frenzy, okay, boom. I didn't hear you say frenzy. Sorry.
Yeah. First hit.
Explode in a 6.
Wow.
Explode again.
18.
He's dead.
19 on the first hit.
You know, kill him.
Yay!
Got no Benny's luck.
Oh, okay. I didn't know what his toughness was.
Wait, he's a wild card.
Mm-hmm.
That didn't kill him. He's shaking in a wound.
19. What's his toughness?
That'd be shaking in a wound.
Right. He's okay. Shaking in a wound.
No, that's just shaking. No.
Okay.
This 20 was shaking in a wound.
Okay. So there you go. He's shaking right now.
Shaking right now.
Holy
now for the
crap.
Second hit.
Huh?
Now for the second hit.
Now for the second hit.
Eight.
That's 6. Another 6.
14. 15, 16.
Grim server of death.
That's a wound.
That's a wound.
Which, by the way, wouldn't have worked on the were creatures.
Hardy. Okay.
He's got a wound.
What do you think about rerolling damage?
Just that one.
You rolled 2 6s.
Yeah, you can't.
Give it a shot. But I mean.
Or use yours. I got two more over here.
Wait,
because
wait. He can't unshake until his turn. Just hold it till your next attack.
Okay. Done.
Okay.
Well, no, he's shaken and wounded.
Right. But
right. All right.
If he didn't have any bennies, so
yeah.
He's probably going to stay shaken.
If I don't make my spirit roll.
He's got a pretty good spirit, though.
Oh, got a better spirit than bigger, actually.
Yes, we do.
Okay. Queen of Diamonds. That would be Lucius.
Lucius.
You going to smack your commander?
No, I'm going to say in a quiet voice that will not carry to Apius, I'll gladly turn over the seal to you as soon as you kill Apius. That is the quickest way for you to get the seal.
Wow.
Do whatever it takes.
Whatever it takes.
Do whatever it takes.
That
That's reverse logic. You deserve a Benny for that one.
I was already reaching for it, man. That was good. That was good thinking.
Wait, I'll give this to you. Nice.
And do you hold out the seal? I mean, do you...
Yeah,
you
present, I hold it up.
Present the seal boldly.
I will give this to you as soon as you...
Absolutely. Titus.
Stabby.
Stabby, stabby.
Two and a one. Not so good.
Swing and a miss.
Don't forget, you got gang up.
Plus one.
Oh, yeah.
Seven and a five. Eight.
Hits, no raise.
Okay. Right? You don't have any minus, do you?
No.
Eight.
Roll that beautiful damage.
Parry isn't much difference since you got rid of the barrier. But the toughness is still high because of other things.
Five. 11.
What do you got?
No mercy?
Yeah, what do you got right now?
11.
You need 20.
You need up there.
Yeah.
At least a 16. You need to speak into the microphone so everybody can hear
you. I'm going
to
Benny. No mercy.
He's going to no mercy and roll his damage again.
Attaboy. Come on, Titus.
Oh.
You still got a Benny.
He can't soak him. Here. You can do it. I got one. All right. Well, that's your last one.
Say it again, Jeff. You can do it.
You can do it.
Not 11.
So 11 again. And he's going to try to soak it with the spirit roll.
Is there another card out there?
Six. Yes, and I'm then.
Next. Oh, okay. That looked like an ace. Or
six
something.
Of hearts, two of hearts.
Okay.
He doesn't unshake?
He does, but that's all he can do.
He's got a minus one.
So, he
can move.
Yeah. Yeah. He still got a minus one. He will move straight towards the Perfectus.
So he's got two attacks.
So he gets two attacks on him.
Sure.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Joe, you get one.
All right.
From him leaving.
Yeah. From him leaving, yeah.
11.
11 and 11.
12. Because we get plus one from each other.
Hits and raise for that one. And misses. Okay.
I pass him a Benny, the commander.
Benny comes from...
Do it for the Perfectus! Save the Perfectus! Six.
Explodes. Six explodes.
Seven. It's right now to seven.
Mm-hmm.
Ten.
Hits and a raise. So both of you have a hit with a raise.
You should get another damage die, right?
Huh?
I don't have any damage.
No. You should have a...
With the raise.
Hitting a raise, so you should have a D6 in there, extra D6 in there.
Yeah, okay. Explodes. Perfect.
So far, that's 13. You're going to need that.
That's he's at a 15.
A 15.
Oh, I'm sorry. It looked like a 3 from here. Sorry. 15.
18.
And a 15 over here.
15 doesn't do it.
Wow.
But he is shaken again.
Hang on.
So he's shaken in a wound right now.
No. I got 11.
No.
And I'm out of bennies.
Yes.
So he's shaken with one wound. Current.
Yes.
So I want to just make sure I've got this right. He's moved towards the edge, towards the prefect.
Yes.
No. He got shaken again. He's taken 5 feet away.
You can still move when you're shaken.
Yeah, you can move when you're shaken.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
That's all he can do.
I want to move back to the very end of the cone.
Uh-huh.
And pummel him and throw him off the edge.
Okay.
Seven.
Actually, he's got a minus one, Roy.
Hold on a second.
You still got a card?
What's it?
Yeah, he still has a card.
Give me that.
Oh, and another six.
16.
Is it opposed, or is it just inquisitor?
It's still going to be a strength check.
Yeah.
However, he has minus two on a strength check if I got a raise.
Okay, so it's a minus three total because he's got the wounds.
And what card did he just hand you?
Play to add plus one D6 to any trait roll.
Oh, okay, cool. Spellcaster.
Yep. Nope.
Yay!
Listen.
Ooh. Think happy thoughts.
Is that the end of the round?
2 hours for us to walk up here. It's a while before we hear
that. Just a long walk up.
Is that it?
Is he dead? Stump. He's dead.
Okay.
Or is he dead?
Oh.
Well, we're going to find out when
I put on the bear cloak.
In 2 hours, we'll find
it. It's not a cloak. It's just a belt.
Whatever. I put it on.
I put on the boar belt.
Okay.
What happens?
I'll take
nothing
wolf.
Happens.
I run down the steps.
Okay.
We take the seal.
I want to make sure that he's dead.
Oh, okay. I thought you were trying to do something else with the... I thought we were still in the belts. I'm sorry. Okay. Yeah.
Cheetah.
You go... Okay. You run down the steps.
Mm-hmm.
It doesn't take you that long to get down to the bottom of the steps.
Okay.
It's... You really not... It doesn't make a lot of sense. It took you 2 hours to get to the top.
Okay.
Takes you 3 minutes maybe to get to the bottom.
I decapitate him.
There's no body.
There isn't?
There's no body. Make a notice roll when you get down
here. I ain't got nobody.
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 Not today, I won't.
Okay.
It looks like where we came in.
Yeah.
I start searching the
can we all make that roll, or is it just...
He's the only one that ran downstairs.
Well, I'll follow him. I mean, I'll...
Yeah, there's nothing left up here.
Who all runs downstairs and who stays up top?
I go down to make sure he's dead.
Titus, do you go downstairs?
I do.
Is it a notice?
It will be a notice. Hold on. Morta, do you go downstairs?
I stay upstairs and loot.
Attilus.
Behind the prefect.
Lucius.
Prefect went down?
Yes.
Then I go down.
Okay, everybody except for Morta and Prefectus make a notice roll.
Four.
Okay, wait. I just got a four.
Prefectus didn't go down?
Or I'm sorry, I'm looking at Prefect. Marcus. Everybody except for Mortem and Marcus, because Marcus already made his.
Okay.
Five. Prefectus.
Four. Nope, three. Five. Sorry, three.
Three. 12.
Lucius, you just see. It was harder for the rest of you guys because you came down after Marcus, okay? You just see this tendrils of green smog, green smoke. Snake out the door.
Is it the same fog that we saw before?
Exactly the same as you saw before. Not as big. It's much smaller.
Too fast for me to do anything.
Oh, so it desiccated the body.
It's going out. It's going out the door. I mean, you could try to run after it if you want.
If you say anything?
I don't run after it. I say he's the green fog that just went out the door.
I run out the door.
Okay. You see this green fog as it's dissipating into the daylight.
You going to give me a shot to do anything with it?
Sure. Would you like to take a shot at it?
Black dagger.
I grab the black dagger that's in my belt, okay. And I try to stab the...
Okay.
Do you want me to roll?
No, it just runs right through.
Oh, okay.
The black dagger's not magical.
Okay. Just give it a shot.
Yeah.
Black dagger was a red herring.
No.
Ooh.
In case anyone didn't hear that, Titus said the black dagger was a red herring.
Ooh.
Okay. Mortem.
Looting the bodies.
All by yourself.
Okay, let's do it this way. Let's do spoils.
All right.
Everybody give me rolls for spoils.
What do you need?
Smarts rolls. Mortem, add a plus 4 to yours.
So, plus 6 because I have sticky fingers.
Yep. On top
nice.
Of
that. What does he get plus 4 for?
Because he's the only one staying upstairs looting everything.
Oh.
You guys basically getting his leftovers.
Oh. Well, I grabbed the boars, so I already got the boars.
You already got the belt. Yeah. I'm giving you all that. This is on top of the belt and all the rest of it. All right, Titus, what'd you get?
A 9.
This is an unusual situation, okay? I'm gonna give this modification just a 0. So, 9, 2 spoils. You've got 1 plus the raise.
15.
Wow. Okay. So, 4 spoils.
Yay!
No, 3.
3.
Mm. 3, sorry. 16. Still. 16 is the fourth one.
Oh! 9. We get 2.
2 spoils.
10.
10. 2 spoils.
10.
2 spoils.
13.
3 spoils. And... You've got 3 belts, one of wolf skin, one of bear skin, one of boar skin, and you've got the seal.
So we got a seal skin, too?
Baby.
Yeah. I club it.
And we'll stop there. You get back to the fort. The fort has not had any more attacks since you guys left. And you can go on back to the main camp, and you find that the attacks at the main point at the wall have also stopped.
Yay, we did it.
Is we this, came, we saw, we kicked it.
Is this the last game?
Yes.
This is
for now.
Yay.
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 We got a little bit of everything in this game. We got a little bit of mass combat, which is a little fun. The spoils didn't really come in yet because you hadn't hung around camp very much. But
or you caught shirking off.
What? You're what?
Caught what?
Shirking off.
Okay.
I'm a shirker. Shirker.
Really be careful on your pronunciation of that word.
How many experience points?
Go ahead and take 4 experience.
I'm up. 4.
Yeah, 4. You've got the seal, and you'll get further orders when you get back to camp. Now, we'll stop the current game there, but if y'all want, we can come back to it later. We got anything else? What do y'all think of Weird Wars Rome? We'll do that real quick.
I love Savage Worlds, and I love the setting.
Doug? Let me know.
Absolutely.
I was actually looking forward to the seeing the shield wall against us. That's the only reason I picked up that throw spell.
Oh, yeah?
To get them to break them apart.
Yeah.
Never saw it.
Savage Worlds is always fun.
It is.
And, I mean, I like the setting. It's... I like the book because there's a lot of good history in it, but it's...
Yeah, and
I think to really,
I wanted to get some of the military aspects of it first, and then I thought if you guys liked it, the next time we can do some other stuff with it. And I've got some ideas of where we can go with this.
Just to really get into it though, but, you know, it's always good. I'm always down with that.
Joe?
I love Savage Worlds.
Fast, Furious, Fun.
Rome stuff, not my particular favorite.
Not your wheelhouse?
Setting. However, I really enjoyed this.
Okay.
More so than I thought I would.
Okay, so that ends the Weird Wars Rome game. And next we're going to be playing Fate. Doug, want to tell us about it?
Well,
First off, is it Fate Core or Fate Accelerated?
Core. We're going to play Fate Core.
We're going to roll next week?
Yeah, next week we'll create characters and I'll give you the...
I won't be here next week.
Jeff won't make it. Because, you know, he's just really not committed.
Yeah. That's cool. We can work in. Okay. Basically, the game's going to be set in modern times. You guys are, for various reasons, part of a medical study. And we'll figure out why you're part of this medical study in-game at the beginning of the next game. First game. And that's all I'm telling you. I don't want to give it away.
Okay, so next time we'll just do characters, and then we're going to, the week after we'll play? Or
next time we'll probably do characters and play a little bit where we find out who everybody is and why they're there, and then you'll find out what's going on in the world, and then we'll get into it the game after that.
Any emails, any Facebooks, anything of note?
Someone had been, I think, Todd, I think you replied to him.
Which one was it?
Let me see where it went to. Someone for Jeff here. That's great. Avi asked if we're ever going to do the One Ring.
The what?
The One Ring.
When we get back to...
what we did last year, we played it one night. We did a one night quick run. And you hated it?
The One Ring.
The Tolkien one.
Oh, so he wasn't directing that at me or anything?
No. It wasn't directed specifically. No, he wants to hear us do it.
That sounds like a great answer there.
I'm trying to remember what my objection to that game
the travel,
was.
The travel crap.
Yeah, it was, you know, it was like Lord of the Rings. You're running everywhere. And it's like,
And it wasn't even as interesting as Lord of the Rings.
And that's a lot.
The stuff I didn't like in Torchbearer, it was that same thing. It was the make it difficult for you just to make it difficult for you, with no real good story aspect to it. I would like to try it again. They got other books coming out. I would like to see how they've developed it and see if they can calm that stuff down. Because if you're interacting with people in a certain setting, there's less reason to travel, so you don't have to make those travel type roles and all that stuff. So
you know, the GM could start us where the action is.
Absolutely.
And not say, okay, and now you got to run to Mordor and back.
Yeah.
He could give us giant flying eagles so we could just get there.
There are reasons you don't fly the eagles in, by the way.
Eagles solve everything, though.
No, they don't.
Just look how long that trip would have been if they just had the eagles.
Wouldn't have happened that way.
Oh. Can we not start Royan Hole fanboy thing?
I'm not even going any farther. I'm just saying you guys are wrong, flat out.
The look on your face is hilarious.
Don't even need to go into it.
Apparently butterflies are rare.
I am not mad about this at all, and I'm not going to talk about
moths
it anymore.
Moths aren't in the book.
Okay, then.
That solves everything.
There you go.
The butterflies in The Hobbit is a really cool scene, though.
That's my skull.
When Bilbo is in Mirkwood and he climbs to the top of those trees. Oh, that's a great scene. It's a great scene.
What?
I'm going to cut all this crap out anyway.
I'm going to make up a one ring thing and center it all around Tom Bombadil.
You know you got to sing more.
No, you have to sing
hey,
more. I don't have
Ollie
to do
Ollie.
Shit.
Get your adverbs here?
It's more or less.
That's right.
Okay, yeah. Okay, so. Yeah, we tried one ring and we weren't. It wasn't our bag, baby.
Even me, and I'm the Tolkien fan. So.
Fan is being mild.
Yeah. As in the fanatic.
He's salivating right now. He's just like dripping.
I want to read the new book. They're going to come out with a Rivendell book.
Oh, God. All right. All right, so Fate Core, and then we're going to do that for.
Probably 5-8 games, something like that.
Okay, cool. And then we get to play some Burning Wheel.
Yep. And then we're going to take a break from Burning Wheel, and wasn't Todd going to run something?
Yeah, but
Savage?
Are you going to, no, is no. Is it going to be Burning Empires or?
No, I was just going to run a quick Savage Worlds thing that might take 2 or 3,
oh.
Maybe 4 sessions, and then, but I would like to do Burning Empires. It Burning is. Wheel with Burning Empires stuff.
Yeah.
Gotcha. That makes sense.
The burning, the setting, just not the meta.
Exactly.
Do you have the jihad book?
Yes.
Yep.
I've never unpacked it enough to know if it'd be any use, but maybe that would be.
You can, if you read the jihad book, you can see where he's picked. You can see the transition from jihad to burning empires.
Right.
You can draw a straight line, and you can see where he's.
The tough thing about jihad is it was written to be Doom.
Yeah.
Right.
And
it was a love letter to Dune.
The problem is if you know Dune well enough, you're reading it, and the words that are in jihad get in the way with what you're thinking in your head.
Yeah, copyright's horrible.
So, yeah. I mean,
which, of course, if you're in a play group that isn't broadcast, you could just change the words.
Yes. Yes.
Back to the copyright.
Yeah, you could.
But we will never tell.
you could instead of calling them witches, you could call it Bene Gesserit.
No, but
beep.
Sorry,
we didn't mean that. We didn't say that.
Yeah. Let me ask you, since if we're gonna do Doug's for 5 to 8, that
uh-huh.
you said,
uh-huh.
then we wanted to go to
Burning Wheel.
Burning Wheel. Do you want to do Burning Wheel, or do you want me to do Burning Wheel with Burning Empires? Because I'd love to do that too.
Well.
I mean, I'd be happy to. Or
I
we
Bill's
we,
got.
I thought we talked yeah. about was Bill, because Burning Empire or Burning Wheel is more of an investment,
mm-hmm.
Making the characters and playing and stuff.
Right.
That Bill would run a few games
yeah.
and get to a, you know, if his arc has you know, like a clean break, we'd go to the clean break. Then you could run something,
mm-hmm.
run like the Savage Worlds game mm-hmm. that you want to run to come back and do that.
That'd be fun.
And then maybe after that, before we jump into your Burning Empires game, this will take us to the end of the year easy.
Yeah.
I could take us back. We could do some Dungeon World again or something.
That'd be nice. Yeah. If you could do Dungeon World and maybe incorporate some of the Grimm stuff and.
Well, I was thinking because you all transported, you all don't yeah. know where you went.
Right.
And I was thinking about either Grimm or Inverse.
Yeah.
And just adding.
Using our characters.
Using the characters you yeah. had, but adding, putting in the flavor in a new place.
Yeah.
Yeah. I already thought about doing that. I don't know if I'll do Grimm or Inverse. I got to go back and compare them.
Did you get them both?
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, I got them both.
I got Grimm. That's the only one I got.
Dungeon World Expansion.
I got Inverse.
Yeah. No, you're in a microphone into the microphone.
Are those Dungeon World Expansions?
They're hacks. Yeah. They're hacks of the hack, you know.
Okay.
But yeah, and they add new rules, and you can be any race, any class type of thing. And I think, is it Grimm or Inverse? One of them, I think they've got. You can,
I think Inverse is like
you can you can pretty much, and that's the thing. I mean, if in looking at it, and we are a long way from this, but if you guys want to even, we could even play go back to Dungeon World, and if you all are cool with your characters, we could just say, all right, and they appear in this place, and they're walking down the road, and they pass another group, and this is the group that you all are playing now, the group mm-hmm. you're passing, and you all play a whole new group, but your guys are there or something, you know, just like an introduction.
I'd like to go back with those characters. I like my character in that.
I didn't play it enough to really invest in my
that
character.
Really wasn't our fault.
You didn't like the, you didn't like your elven cleric?
Was it the cleric? I started off as a ranger. No, I did go to a cleric.
Yeah, so, but and,
is he
and
the
if,
ranger?
And if somebody wants
his
to
character
do,
was killed in the very
that's
first,
yeah,
game.
The first game.
That's
yeah.
right.
If,
and don't you know was the paladin?
Yes.
You yeah, got Jeff kids. Hardmove Braither.
I believe he got to roll once.
Yeah.
He got to roll once, if I remember right, before his character died.
Yeah, my middle name's Hardmove.
Yeah.
But we'll, yeah. If you want to change character, I don't care.
Real quick, you've still got him, right?
I think, yeah, I do. I've got him.
Gotta hope so.
Yeah, because it's been
everybody's like
it's been over
well,
a year.
Yeah,
since
we love to play our
that.
Characters again.
You got them right.
Yeah, I do have them.
Unless mine's in my Dungeon World book, and I don't know.
Actually,
Okay, so we may or may not have them.
That's the bottom line.
In the meantime, there's a few of us are going to be at Origins. Jeff and Todd are going to be running games, and I'm going to be running any spillover if we happen to have any.
I'll just be running about,
and Joe will be screaming, running through the halls naked.
He'll be looking for
just
a
like
battery
Ashley.
For his his little electric cigar.
I will be looking for e-cig batteries.
That's the new ribbon this year at Origins.
Yeah. Yep. But at Origins, we are going to be running games starting on Friday 13th.
Yeah, Friday 13th.
Starting at 10, 12, 2, and 4.
Mm-hmm. It's the same game.
It's the same game.
And we're just going to alternate.
Right? Yeah. So 2-hour shot.
Yeah. So, I mean, you could play in two different games and, you know, have, like, me and then the B team.
So. Ouch.
Bum, bum, bum.
I love that.
Well, we're going to get there Thursday.
Yeah.
And we're going to try to get into some games. If we can ever figure out when you can sign up for games at Origin.
Yeah.
And then Gen Con in August.
And Gen Con comes in August, yeah.
I'll be running.
And I think we're going to run probably the same stuff, but we may
have to change some rules.
Yeah, there
or
may
something.
Be a few changes, and we'll explain that later.
Yeah, and I will be doing Avengers Savage Worlds
at Gen
one
Con.
Game.
Oh, and kids.
On Thursday and two on Friday.
At Gen Con.
At Gen Con.
And this is a big deal because the last game Todd ran, he actually predicted the bad guy, the next Avengers movie,
sure did,
and Silver Streak or
no,
Quicksilver,
Quicksilver,
sorry, and Scarlet Witch.
Yeah,
they were in his game, and boom, that was the big bad guy and a couple characters. It was uncanny, like the X-Men.
Oh, I see what you did there.
Okay.
That was actually a little bit clever.
I'd even go so far as to say it was amazing.
Oh yeah.
Not as good as yours, but it was there.
Can I turn this damn thing off?
Okay,
no.
Good night.
No, you can't.
I'll see you.
All right, that's the what's coming up in the future for us. Everyone say goodnight now.
Goodnight
now.
You people. I gotta say, one of the cool things about Savage Worlds is that the players are freaked out, even though they have a massive advantage. When the final fight started, these guys were nervous. Oh, and that black dagger wasn't really a red herring, at least not on purpose. I just thought it was kind of interesting for them to find a weapon in the tower, and just thought it was kind of fun. Voicemail us, 502-4141-ROO. That's 502-4141-766. Like us on Facebook. The address is facebook.com/RusackGamers. Follow us on Twitter. The handle is @RSGRoy. Say nice things about us on iTunes and do whatever goes on over at Google+. And finally, for legal reasons, I must remind you that you've been listening to an actual play podcast by the Rusack Gamers. This production is wholly owned by its creators and is distributed under the Attribution Non-Commercial No Derivatives 3.0 Unported License. Music was composed and performed by Harry Mack and used by permission from Pinnacle Entertainment. Savage Worlds, Weird Wars, all unique characters, creators, creatures, and locations, artwork, logos, and the Pinnacle logo are copyright 2013 Great White Games LLC, DBA, Pinnacle Entertainment Group.